We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.647 with Steve and Ted in the morning. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a couple of minutes away from checking in with our money tracker, Don Grant. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Another harassment allegation against 88-year-old Congressman John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan.
Two.
Another shooting overnight in southeast Wichita. One man hospitalized in critical condition.
One.
Wichita State men's basketball game in action tonight at Coke Arena against South Dakota State. Shockers are ranked number 6 in the nation. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, we have the report of a grass fire in the backyard at 500 North Elder. Looking out for that. Also at Interstate 135 under K96, that's the North Junction. There's a vehicle that took out a whole bunch of traffic cones.
Oh.
So they're trying to reset all that. So they call that a non-injury accident. Also at Harry and Rock Road, a trash truck and a car have collided. Non-injury there. They were each trying to turn, and they ran into each other. So there you go. Traffic from Tony Dusing at KNSS.
Thank you for the update. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Tuesday morning. As we have a cloudy and cold morning, it'll be clearing off today, though. Wind out of the northwest. We're looking at a high of 49 degrees tonight. Clear sky, overnight low down to 30. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, it'll be sunny and windy with a high of 47 degrees on Wednesday. Currently in Wichita, we do have a partly cloudy sky, 31 degrees. It'll breeze out of the west and northwest. We're on our way to a high of 49. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. That's The Monarch in Delano. It is 6:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. Don Grant, Money Tracker, has dropped by to see us.
Boy, what an all-star cast this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's...
We're putting our full roster on display this morning.
I tell you, I don't know. Where's Stevie's just taking a day off?
If we can only get
a...
Yeah, we're trying to prove that we can do this without Steve.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, man.
I know.
He's a tough act to follow.
Steve does a lot of work.
But I have confidence in this crew, though.
I'm sure that Steve is home right now with his clipboard taking notes. And
he is. He'll give us all notes tomorrow.
We're going to hear about it.
Sometime. Yeah.
So we'll get after it.
That's
great. And how's the weather out there, Don?
The weather outside is frightening.
Thundering and lightning.
No thundering and lightning yet, but it's a little chilly out there.
No flurries.
I was risky. But... I went out without a jacket, but I don't mind it brisk. But it was like 34, it said in my truck, I think. What does your thing say?
We got 31 is what
31?
We're seeing.
31? I don't think, I don't know. Maybe it's, that is that cold, and I just am immune to it.
Well, you're hardy. You're a hardy sort.
I'm a hardy sort, yeah.
Wow.
Are you looking at that layer of fat that I've got?
Not necessarily.
It's like a duck,
Hey, duck is succulent.
It is, okay.
You know? And savory.
I am succulent and savory. Yes.
Have you had the duck fat fries at Dempsey's?
I don't know if I have. I've had duck fat fries before, but
that's
a little truffle oil on that.
They're getting the job done there.
Oh man!
All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday. Get a little financial update on Wall Street.
After 2 weeks of gains, 873 points to the upside in those 2 weeks, the Dow gains again, up 58 points, and moves into record territory once again, closing at 24,290. The S&P 500, which hit an intraday record, finished down 3 points at 2639. And the NASDAQ composite has been under pressure of late, down 1%, dropping 72 points at 6775. You saw names such as Apple and Facebook, Netflix, all to the downside. So many of these tech names are out of favor while we're seeing financials leading the way on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
KNSS News Now at 6:51. Enjoying the process.
Yes. That's what we're going to talk about.
Spreading the love. Here is money tracker Don Grant, CFP, with Steve and Ted. Don?
Well, thank you, Ted. You know, most of us probably have been involved in a social conversation that turns philosophical. Uh-huh. You know, it's the conversation that moves beyond small talk, maybe touched upon by some practical conversation about, you know, first of all, you're working around a house, you're talking about some business dealings, another glass of wine, and then we're exploring what would drive the mind of Kim Jong-un, or whether there's life beyond breath, all those, you know, along those philosophical lines. I often wonder what success means to other. You know, I had this conversation after a couple glasses of wine with somebody. Often I ask the question and include a time element. Can you tell me what would make your life successful in the next year? What would make you successful in retirement? How would you measure your success in life? Well, I get varied answers. Most seem to be tangible, non-philosophical answers. These are the successes that are measured by material accomplishments like money and personal property. Material possessions are most often associated with shorter-term goals of success. I hear a few answers that revolve around relationships, a happy marriage, good friends, and finally, very few people will tell me that success to them will be measured by good health, a long life. When I share the answers that I get from other people and the infrequency of answers about health and relationships, I see the head tilt in deep thought, then inevitably a retraction of the material things answer and a revision that included good relationships and good health as a measure of success in life. I mean, we just don't immediately think of that sort of thing, although I think we deep down inside all wish we had it. Sometimes we discuss what it takes to get there. Most people I've talked with don't have a success plan. There seems to be an assumption that if we keep the nose to the grindstone and work hard, we'll be successful. That may be true in many circumstances, but the process of planning with immediate and long-range goals will increase the odds of success because you have a plan. Have a plan. Make that a written plan for how you want to succeed. Whether your measure of material things or health and relationships, plan. According to the Urban Institute, wealth and economic well-being is directly linked to longevity. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or putting together that plan, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Well, you are delving into all sorts of
we're getting deep for topics on a Tuesday morning.
That's way deep for this early in the week.
I know. I'm sorry. But, you know, it was one of those things. I guess when I wrote it, I was in that mode. And,
well, right.
You know, not knowing what the mood would be here, you know. but maybe it's changing a little bit. Maybe you guys are starting to think that.
You know what the mood is here.
The mood
it's
is.
Like, where's the Fritos?
Yeah, that's pretty much. Exactly. Good point.
And the Prairie Fire Coffee.
And the Prairie Fire Coffee. Good stuff. Yeah, because you know what? Well, but there's the relationship. Your boss loves you. You see? So it boiled down. The immediate gratification may be a cup of Prairie Fire Coffee, but you know what? Jackie Wise loves you.
Well, you always know how to put a spin on it, don't you?
Yeah.
what a tie-in. What a segue.
I'm going to run for office next. You better watch out.
Don, thank you for dropping in.
Thank you very much.
It.
Pleasure
That's
working with
the
all-star
Money Tracker Don
group.
Grant right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 6:55. Don Grant heading back out into the frosty morning, but he didn't bring a jacket.
No.
He's looking forward to our high today of 49. You're listening to KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
It's the holiday season, and Taco Bell is giving away free Christmas cash. All you have to do is listen each day for the Taco Bell weekly location and join us for your chance...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.